This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Yesterday, President Obama said he would send up to 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces to assess the situation in Iraq, where ISIS continues to advance. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is the ranking minority member on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He joins us once again. Senator, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dennis. Always good to be with you.
Yesterday, when you were talking about the president's speech yesterday, you said the president needed to clarify a goal as to what this mission would be. But isn't that the purpose of this mission? I mean, isn't it hard to know what the goal of our reaction would be until we actually get there and get better intelligence? And isn't that what this special forces deployment would be?
We're not going to approve boots on the ground at this point, I assure you. But if we're going to carry out airstrikes, we've got to have some idea of the coordinates that need to be given to our pilots and whatnot. If that's what he's planning on, just tell us. But he hasn't done that yet, and I do think he owes it to the American people when he says we're going to inject troops back into Iraq, even though it's a limited number. What is the goal, and how are we going to achieve that goal?
But wouldn't the extra manpower allow us to get better intelligence? I mean, for some time now, there'd been the question of whether ISIS had even seized that key oil facility, and we weren't quite sure what the answer was. So doesn't that tell us, look, we just need better intelligence before we decide what we're going to do?
Well, sending 300 special forces in there is not going to give us that capability. We have both contractor as well as some intel officers inside Iraq today. They're very capable. They have been limited in their movement, but putting 200 Special Forces guys in there is not going to help that. We're capable of gathering intel on issues like who controls the refinery at Baji through ISR, through sending a drone overhead or sending an aircraft of some other sort overhead and figuring that out.
Are we in a very complicated situation here? Because on the one hand, almost any kind of intervention runs the risk of us being perceived as taking sides in a sectarian fight. And yet, if we allow ISIS to advance, doesn't that increase the threat of instability in the region? So isn't this a very complicated and difficult decision?
No question about it. And that's the very question, Dennis, that has to be answered and why we need a plan from the president. The one thing this has developed into that's pretty clear to those of us who have been following it is that it has become a Sunni versus Shia conflict. Well, that's been going on for hundreds of years. We're not going to solve that problem. Particularly, we're not going to solve it if we go in on one side or the other. And the president's just got to be very careful, and frankly, I think he's being very cautious. But we got to be very careful that we don't pick sides with whatever type of support we give.
How closely should we work with Iran here? Because doesn't the U.S., at least in some areas, have common interests with Iran here? And how can we work with them?
Again, part of the very complexity of the issue is the Iranian situation. We cannot trust the Iranians. We are very cautious in our dealing with them, or we should be very cautious in our dealing with them, because of the nuclear weapons issue. But at the same time, there is a common interest there, and that is to try to stabilize Iraq. But of course, what the Iranians want to do, they want to stabilize it, but they want to dictate who runs it and how they run it. That's not our goal, and that's why we have to be so careful and not trust one thing the Iranians tell us.
But does that mean not talking to them?
Well, you've got to talk to them because you're going to have Iranian special operations forces inside of Iraq. You're going to have U.S. forces. The last thing we need is some sort of conflict being generated there that has nothing to do with the purpose of both of them being there. So obviously there has to be some conversation, but just don't trust them, Mr. President.
Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Senator, thanks so much once again for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dennis.